Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly clear today, with daytime highs approaching 63. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 35. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 72. Ample sunshine expected Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 77. 68, chance for showers Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Cherokee County authorities are still investigating a weekend stabbing. Julio Flores has more.
Deputies responded to a report of a physical disturbance in the 1700 block of Northwest Highway 7 on March 9th. The caller said a person on the scene had been shot. When deputies arrived, they discovered that gunshots had been fired, but no one had been hit by the bullet. The deputies learned that two people had left the scene and that one of them had possibly been stabbed. Authorities took a 23-year-old subject to Mercy Hospital in Columbus, then MedFlight took him to a hospital in Joplin. I'm Julio Flores.
Firefighters in Hutchinson saved two dogs in a house fire. Four people escaped the home in the 500 block of East 1st Street near Plum on Monday around 4:30 a.m. Two dogs were still trapped inside. Firefighters found the dogs and brought them to safety. They also opened the roof and ceiling to put out the fire completely. The cause of that blaze is still under investigation. Several additional agencies besides Hutchinson firefighters did respond. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A road rage incident last Friday led to a police investigation and the arrest of three Hays suspects on drugs and firearm charges. Hays Police Chief Don Schleiber reported that the alleged road rage incident took place at 12:13 p.m. on February 28th at the intersection of 13th and 4th Street after two vehicles nearly collided, and a handgun was allegedly brandished during the incident. That same day, police officers located a vehicle linked to the incident, which led them to the residence of two identified suspects. Schleiber said a search warrant was executed once officers became aware of potential drug activity, and officers allegedly discovered a large quantity of marijuana, drug paraphernalia, the handgun involved in the road rage incident, and a rifle. 27-year-old Devin Reed was arrested at the residence and charged with possession of marijuana, intent to distribute, possession of drug paraphernalia, failure to have a drug tax stamp, aggravated assault, and criminal possession of a firearm. He was arrested alongside 27-year-old Michaela Miller, who faced charges of possession of marijuana, distribution of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, failure to have a drug tax stamp, and aggravated assault. According to Schleiber, 18-year-old Legend Robertson, who also resided at the home, turned himself in to the police, and he was arrested and charged with possession of cocaine, possession of marijuana, and intent to distribute marijuana. Schleiber said he appreciates the outstanding work of patrol officers and the investigation division, as they were able to arrest people they believed to be involved in dealing drugs in their community. He said they did a great job on their part in making the community safer, and he appreciates their hard work. The ATF Transparency Act will ensure law-abiding gun owners experience a fair and speedy application process when exercising their Second Amendment rights. And U.S. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas and U.S. Senator Jim Risch of Idaho introduced the legislation, along with six other U.S. senators, to improve the fairness, speed, and transparency of background checks and application processes for National Firearms Act, or NFA, items. Senator Marshall said as a lifelong gun owner and supporter of the Second Amendment, he went to the Senate with the mission of protecting the sacred constitutional right for all Kansans. He said the ATF Transparency Act furthers his mission by requiring the ATF to develop an appeals process to protect Americans' background checks from being wrongfully denied, as this is a common sense step forward to safeguard the Second Amendment, and he's proud to stand alongside his colleagues in support. The ATF Transparency Act would codify the appeals process to protect law-abiding Americans' background checks from being wrongfully denied, require the ATF to process applications within 3 days, and if the ATF fails to do so, the applications would be automatically approved, and it requires the Government Accountability Office and DOJ to report on the number of NFA items involved in unresolved background checks, recommend ways to reduce unresolved checks, and report on the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System involvement. The ATF Transparency Act has received support from Gun Owners of America and the National Rifle Association. A portion of I-70 will close at midnight tonight, Tuesday, March 11th, for a full week while crews remove an old bridge. As the Kansas Department of Transportation is set to take down the old bridge at exit 157, which goes over I-70 west of Hays. The Kansas Department of Transportation built a new bridge for the U.S. 183 bypass. Starting today, a detour will take drivers off of I-70 at exit 157, and they will merge back on. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to take down the stop signs that currently sit at the top of the exit. With Kevin Zimmerman, the engineer with the Kansas Department of Transportation, saying where you would expect to see the stop sign, they will have that removed or taken down, so that it's just a free-flowing, slowly moving single line. The Kansas Department of Transportation said drivers will not be able to cross I-70 on the 183 bypass, and drivers will also not be able to turn right or left onto the bypass from I-70. The State Conservation Commission will hold its regular meeting on Monday, March 17th from 9 a.m. to noon at the USDA Service Center in Manhattan, and a virtual option will also be available. The SCC consists of 5 elected commissioners, 2 appointed members representing the Kansas State University Agriculture Experiment Station and Cooperative Extension Service, and 2 appointed members representing the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation consults with the SCC to protect and enhance Kansas's natural resources through the development, implementation, and maintenance of policies, guidelines, and programs that are designed to assist local governments and individuals in conserving the state's renewable resources. The meeting is a regularly scheduled board meeting and is open to the public. For more information about the meeting, to access the virtual link, or to request a copy of the agenda, you can contact the KDADOC by phone at 785-564-6620. And anyone who requires special accommodations must make their needs known at least 24 hours prior to the meeting. In Nebraska news, the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office has reported that a body was found near Highway 77 and Pioneers Boulevard of a man who's been missing for more than a year, saying that on Saturday, deputies responded to a deceased individual in a wooded area near Highway 77 and West Pioneers Boulevard, and that individual has since been identified as Tyler Goodrich, who has been missing since November 3, 2023. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office said preliminary results of their investigation have led them to believe that this is not a homicide and that there is no threat to the public. And an autopsy is scheduled for additional forensic testing that will provide further insight into the death. On Monday, Nebraska's Governor Jim Pillen announced that a winner-take-all bill that is in the Nebraska legislature is moving on to the debate round. Legislative Bill 3, introduced by State Senate Lord Lippincott of Central City, would move Nebraska to a winner-take-all system in the Electoral College, as Nebraska is one of only 2 states that divides its electoral votes based on congressional districts during the presidential election. The Government, Military, and Veterans Affairs Committee, led by State Senator Rita Sanders of Bellevue, advanced the bill to the floor for debate. And in a statement, Governor Pillen said the winner-take-all system would strengthen Nebraska's voice in presidential elections. He said this is great news for Nebraska, and he's grateful to Chair Rita Sanders and the great senators who voted to advance the WTA for their leadership. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on February 28th includes that Commissioner Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, and Commissioner Richard Thompson, along with others to present business or observe. County Attorney Abigail Horn joined the meeting along with Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste and informed the commissioners that an old corded fire detector had been discovered in the trash that is radioactive and is going to cost the county $800 to dispose of. Also, during the discussion, it was brought up to look into state grants to purchase a Geiger counter to check loads for radioactive material. Next, Ted reported that currently there are no replacement parts available for the top coat machine. He said currently he has one bid and is waiting on two more bids. The pre-construction meeting with BG Consultants and K. Cho Earth Moving Incorporated is set for March 13th, and Ted requested that one of the commissioners to be present. The 2025 Waste Management Resolution was presented, and Commissioner Thompson moved that Resolution 2025-06 be passed. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Noxious Weed Director Clarence Wetter joined the meeting, and he gave his annual report to the commissioners that the state requires to be sent in with the commissioner's signatures. Chairman Matchett then stressed the importance that the Weed Department and the Road and Bridge Department coordinate the spraying and mowing of weeds so that the Road and Bridge Department was not mowing the recently sprayed ditches. Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the 2024 Noxious Weed Report as presented to be signed and sent to the state, and Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion. The motion carried 3-0. Mr. Wetter requested approval for the 2025 management plan to the state, and Commissioner Thompson moved that the plan be approved as presented. Chairman Matchett seconded the motion, and the motion carried. Commissioner Beidler asked a couple of clarification questions on specific chemicals and the thistle head weevil, and Mr. Wetter clarified that the thistle head weevil is no longer an approved method to fight musk thistle. Mr. Wetter then asked that his contract with the state to spray the highway right-of-way be approved. The contract is $40 per man and $40 per vehicle per hour. Commissioner Beidler moved to approve the contract. Commissioner Thompson had seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Mr. Wetter also asked the commission to consider giving his part-time help a raise, since part-time laborers did not receive a cost-of-living wage increase, and the commissioners agreed to the request. County Clerk Craig Renner informed the commissioners of his training schedule for the next 45 days, saying that there are several required classes that must be taken in order to be approved as the elections official. The pay schedule of working on a late start date was discussed, and the commissioners asked Clerk Renner and County Attorney Horn to review the employee handbook and to come up with solutions if necessary. Clerk Renner held a training session to accommodate a special meeting over the phone should the need arise, and this protocol will keep the commissioners from violating the Open Meetings Act. Kansas statute provides that any concerned patron can call into the meeting to participate, and in the future, a notice of the special meeting will be announced on the radio station KQNK and will be posted on the Norton County website with instructions on how to participate. More than 1,300 students completed degree requirements from Kansas State University in the fall of 2024, while more than 4,600 Kansas State University students earned semester honors for their academic performance. The university awarded approximately 900 bachelor's degrees, 250 master's degrees, and 80 doctorates, and several students earned multiple degrees. Students with exceptionally high grade point averages received honors for outstanding academic performance, and they are summa cum laude for students with a grade point average of 3.95 or above, magna cum laude for those with a grade point average of 3.85 to 3.949, and cum laude for students with GPAs of 3.75 to 3.849. Students earning grade point averages for the semester of 3.75 or above on at least 12 graded credit hours receive semester honors along with commendations from their deans. The honors are also recorded on their permanent academic records. Locally, students earning honors included from Phillips County and Phillipsburg, Colette Kennedy, Kylie Seville, and Ty Sides. From Graham County and Hill City, Connor Dinkle and Pamela Presley. From Decatur County in Oberlin, J.C. Fortin, Reese Graffel, and Logan Hayward. And from Norton County in Lenora, Sarah David. And in Norton, Mackenzie Clydesdale, Kelly Donahue, and Elijah Miller. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having pizza square, tossed salad, pears, green beans, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be walking taco or chef salad with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley School, your lunch today will be nachos with ground beef, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 65 and a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 33 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 72 with a light and variable wind that should become northeast 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. And on Wednesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 36. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 78 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Friday, there's a 40% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 68. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 55 and breezy. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 61. And on Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 77. Currently, with fair skies, it is 39 degrees. The humidity is low. The wind speed is northeast at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.78, and the current wind chill is 31 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19. It's time for Kansas Sports, and that's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State and Kansas will both have football games moved from Saturdays to Fridays. The Big 12 Conference announced on Friday. We'll first start with Kansas State. The Big 12 Conference and its TV partners announced that Kansas State's non-conference game at Arizona, originally scheduled for Saturday, September 13th, will now be played Friday, September 12th. The game will be shown on either ESPN or Fox, and the game time and network designation will be announced at a later date. This comes after they actually played played this game on Friday night last season. Moving over to Kansas, their conference game with Utah, originally set for Saturday, November 29th, has been moved to Friday, November 28th. Again, kickoff time and TV designations will be announced at a later date. This will be KU's second Friday game of the season, as they originally scheduled to take on Wagner Friday, August 29th at David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton, or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.